It's time. It's time. It's time. Your girl is back. I'm back. It's been months though. And I'm not up. I mean, I feel like I should say sorry. But I don't know. I don't feel like I have an audience, like a big enough audience. Like, this is not Call Her Daddy. Like, see, you just chill. Just chill. I'm back. It's been months. The last episode I did, I was in Berlin. I'm back. And today I'll be recounting the amount of times I've almost died. But first of all, a Berlin review, because it was fun. Like, I met people and people were really nice and I've made friends for life, for real. But then, I can't lie, German people, like the people that I met, yo, that's cool, yo. That school was actually character development. It was character development, that's for sure. It was definitely character development. I love Africa, basically. That's what I'm gonna say. I love black people. I love Africa. We kind of, hey, Jesus. I feel like I have so many stories I could say. But enough about that. What's going on? What's new in my life? I've just redecorated my room right now. I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very happy about it. I've not made my bed yet because I was too busy redecorating. And I thought I was going to wash clothes. But turns out there was no clothes to wash today. So everything is a mess in my room, which I thought was a perfect start. So I was just like, yeah, yep, let me do this podcast right now. My parents are off to vote, and that's why I'm doing it, because I know no one will disturb me. And it's going to be quiet for the next few hours, because I know my siblings, as soon as they're out of that door, they're also gone. So let's start. Yeah, so I hope you're having a very wonderful day. Very wonderful day. I'm very happy. Life is good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fun. I'm gorgeous. There's a jikula. Like, this is fun. I went viral on Twitter. Well, I didn't go viral. Maybe. Who knows? But I did get a huge tweet and I was so scared. And I was like, what's going on? Like, no, I can't even be mean to people in private. Like, no, everyone's like, oh my... You know, oh my, but it's fine. I'm feeling very good about that. I feel like I'm meant to do social media, or like not social media, but like I'm meant to be a creator, but that doesn't bring in the bills. Like, I don't know, we'll see how it goes, because I have so much footage, there's so much like YouTube channel, like worthy footage, and I just ignore that I have it, because like editing is so fun, but it's so draining, bro. Let me start before I get, you know, I get distracted so easy. So today we're going to be discussing two things. First of all, the amount of times I've almost died. It's actually very many, and it's scary, because I sometimes literally, like, it brings me back to God. I'll be like, yo, God really loves me, because the amount of times I've almost just like seen the light has been many. It's been numerous. And second, I'm just going to talk about, like, social media and men. Like, men are so mean. But that's fine. I have so... Like, we can... Let's just go slowly into it. Anyways. So, what my most recent of me almost dying... Let me think. It was last year. It was around, I think, October or something. We were having, like, an assembly in school. That's something I'll never forget. Because that day, they were like, you need to wear orange because you're going to be hosting the assembly. And I was like, I bet, like, I'm excited. My school is far. I'm waking up in the morning, like, my dad is like, get into the car, we go, right? Because there's this, to go to the stage where I have to panda a matatu, like, it's a long walk, and I'm not doing that walk at 5:30 a.m. Like, no, I am a woman. No, I'm not doing it. So my dad takes me the car, and then he takes my other siblings to school. Right now they're in high school, so I don't even know what's going to happen. Anyways, so I'm going, I'm chilling, like, I'm ready. We reach there, like, everything's chill. I'm getting out of the car. We have to cross this road so I can go to the other side. And then there's the stage. And then the stage is where I'll get the matatu. First of all, apparently people don't call bus, they say bus stops. And I was so confused in Germany, because I'd be like, yeah, they're at the stage. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the stage? Anyways. Something just fell from my room. Ugh. I need to find something to stick these things onto the walls. Because they keep falling. And I'm done. I'm so done trying to stick them back on. It's fine. Basically, I was, so that's the situation. It's 5 a.m. and I'm supposed to cross the road so I can panda a matatu. So I'm crossing the road. And first of all, I've crossed this road numerous times. Like, I've crossed it as a child. Even that's another story. This road knows me. It knows me. Like, it knows that I, you know, like, I be here. Like, I cross this road. So I'm getting ready to cross the road. And for me, like, this car is far. Like, it was so far. It was like, I can walk across this 5 seconds. Nah. And I would make it, right? So it was so far. It was like, there's no way this person can't see me. There's no way, like, this person could not have seen me. Like, it was so far, right? It wasn't like it was there. Even my dad just saw me, like, walk across. Because my dad is, like, one of those, like, careful crossers. He would be like, no, stop. Like, no, like, it was so far. So me, I'm crossing the road. And, you know, you're just crossing and you're realizing that the driver of the car is not slowing down. They're not slowing down. Like, you're just like, oh, that sound keeps getting louder and louder. It's approaching with a high velocity and it's not getting slower. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, I'm thinking they have to see me. They have their lights on and stuff like that. Absolutely not. Bro, I just got knocked into a ditch, like, immediately. Like, I flew. My body elevated. You know, I had glasses on. I had my bag, my school bag. I was listening, like, I had headphones, like, on. First of all, don't think I was crossing it without, like, it was, no, it wasn't, they were in my hand, I think. They were in my hand. Were they in my hand? Or they were around my neck, something about that. They were, like, around my neck, or they were in my hand. So, like, I was just, like, I put them around my neck, and then I know, like, after I finished crossing, I put them back on. Brother, that's not what happened. I got knocked. I flew into a ditch. And you know, like, ditches in Africa, bro, that's a ditch full of sewage. Like, it wasn't the worst, to be honest. Like, there could have been worse ditches that I could have fallen into. But it was definitely gross. So I'm just getting out. And at that moment, I did not process it. I did not process that I'd just been hit by a car. Like, I was out of it for kabisa. Like, I was like, yo, what's going on? Like, I didn't even realize that I was in a ditch at that moment. Like, I was so shocked. Like, my whole body was in shock. So I didn't feel any pain. I was just confused. And then in the background, I just hear my dad scream. Like, he was just like, you know, like, he just started screaming. And I was just like, what? I've gotten hit. And I remember when I was crossing the road, just when I was about to get hit, like, there was this man who was, like, on the other, like, he was at the stage already, and he started shouting. He looked at me and he was just like, bro, you're getting hit right now. Like, he knew. And I was like, sour, it's okay. So yeah, I got hit. I flew into a ditch. I got up and this, like, they helped me out. And then I just started crying because I was in shock. Like, it was, I couldn't believe. And I remember, like, telling people that story and they'd be like, why are you in school? And I was like, bro, I just need to be here because I can't stay alone. I mean, I was just terrified. There was a time, and then after that, okay, so what happened was it was a lady and she was crying as well. I was like, bro, you just hit me, please. Like, this is not your time. Let me shine. Right, and she was crying, and I was like, bro, it's okay, like, don't, you know, she starts crying, you even feel bad. And then so they took me to hospital, and I was fine, but afterwards is when, like, I was in real pain, not, like, the worst pain of my life, but definitely some pain, like, you know. Yeah, so that's what happened. That's definitely, like, the closest one, and it was so bad. I remember everyone was so scared for me. Like, they were like, you got hit by a car. I was like, yeah, I got hit by a car. I had a lot of bruises and stuff like that. But I thank God. Because what? I can't believe I survived that. Like, they were going fast. It wasn't even, like, a 40. This was 60 kph. Like, this girl was really, like, you know, she was running. She was really driving that road in this Kenya. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to say. That's number one. That road has seen me, because I remember when I was, like, 7 or something, we were going swimming and stuff like that. And my cousin, so it was a day where it was really busy for no reason. So, like, there was no car stopping to cross. So I'm chilling. I'm with my cousins, or, like, a lot of us. And she says, we're going to cross this road on 3. Because we were supposed to be many, right? So apparently I was supposed to wait for go. Bro, me, I had three. I ran across that road. Almost got hit by so many cars. So many people were screaming because a child is running across the road. And I was like, Yeah, but I made it to the other side. So, yeah, they were like on a slicky. Anyways, my heart was beating fast. I'll never forget how I felt because I really was so scared to cross that road. And I still ran over it like a mad person. And I got to the other side. And, yeah, that's it. What's another? I've almost died several times. It's not just once. When I... Bro, fish is so bad. I feel like this is where my hate for fish just stems from. I do not like fish. Not like I don't like it, but it's one of those things where I'd rather not eat it if it's there. Like, if it's there, I'm not feeling it. Especially if it's not with the rice. Like, I'm just, like, it's fine. I don't need to eat it, right? So, I don't know how old I was. I was definitely, like, 10 or something. And we're eating fish. And I used to be, like, a fish connoisseur. Like, for me, fish was, it was everything, yeah? So, we're sitting down, we're eating. And I just feel my throat closing up and I'm feeling pain. So there's a fish bone stuck and I'm trying to cough. I'm coughing. It's not getting out. My mom is just shouting, kula ugali. And I'm like, that's not gonna help right now. So she starts telling me to eat ugali. My dad is like forcing ugali down my throat. Like, he's just forcing it down my throat. And I'm like, bruh, this is not helping. So my dad starts hitting my back. Start hitting. And it got out eventually. That was a traumatic experience. I do not like fish at all. At all. Like, that's something I absolutely avoid. Like, I like sushi, but that's only because I got used to it. Sushi the first time was gross. Definitely, everyone should take their time with sushi. If you don't like it, try it again. Try it again and again. Find one that you do like. I feel like that's my tip. If you want to get into sushi, if you're feeling it, try get one that you like. Because the first one I liked didn't even have fish. It was chicken. It was like deep fried chicken or something. And it's really good. It's definitely the one I would recommend to try first. Because it's, you know, it doesn't have the raw fish taste. And that raw fish taste, my gosh, it takes a while. Right. So what's other time? Oh, yes. The ride from hell. Jesus Christ. Hey, Jesus Christ. So I went to Mombasa. This one I'll never forget. I think that was my worst Mombasa experience because I was going through a lot. That was when the time everyone was on me for my body. Everyone was just like, you need to be skinny. So I was not eating at all. Like, I was not in very bad shape, but it was like, I just was not there mentally. And I was very weak. Like, I just was not eating and people were just like telling me, they're making fun of me and stuff like that for my body, and I was just, it was a lot. So that was one of my worst Mombasa experiences. So we're there with my family. My whole family does not understand why I'm not having fun, because first of all, it's hot. Me, I stepped out of the train, I'm eating the air. Why am I able to, like, yo, the air is solid. It was so hot and sticky. And that was like, what, my third time or my second time going to Mombasa. So getting in there, we're going to see my aunt, and we lived there for like a week and stuff. One thing is so funny, like, this whole trip I did not use the bathroom because it wasn't like, you couldn't flush it, and I have an issue about, like, not being able to flush toilets. Like, it scares me. It's either you have a pit latrine or you don't. Like, why, like, toilets that you can't flush, really, I just did not use it, like, at all. I only use the toilet at my parents' hotel. Can you imagine? I'm here suffering in a house that doesn't have water and my parents are in a hotel. I was so shocked, but it's fine. It's fine. I got over it, kind of. That was when I went to their bathroom and I was like, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Anyways, the road trip from hell. It was definitely one of the worst, like, experiences of my life. And I'll never forget, because so many things happened that day. So many things happened that week. I was not happy. I feel like the only time I was happy was when I was eating. We were in some, it's like a very coastal restaurant. Like, it was in the sand. And it was very, it wasn't like, a 5-star hotel. No, it was a kibanda. It was like a very small kiosk, and it was like really coastal, and it was really African, and I really liked it. Like, I was so happy, but I was surrounded with people I didn't want to be surrounded with. I just wanted to go back home and see my friends. So it was just like me and my family, and it was chicken and rice. Like, that chicken and rice, I'll never forget it. We even put lemon in it. I'll never forget that rice and chicken. Very good. Like, absolutely amazing. I didn't go there this time, but it was really, really nice. Never forget. It made me so happy because I feel like it was the first time when I was eating. Like, I really was not eating when I was in Mombasa. Like, bro, that's crazy. Anyways, I had to eat because I was in front of my family. And they would have asked questions. Even though they, like, I don't get it. Like, African families or ethnic families, they'll make fun of you for your weight and how you look. And then they'll be like, you're not eating? Are you sure? Is that all you're eating? Like, really? Here too? That small piece. I'm like, bruh. So you make up your mind. Yeah. Anyways, that's me drinking water because I stay hydrated these days. I haven't worked out in a while though. It's okay. I went to Mombasa and then after that I just didn't work out. So I should probably do that in one of these days. Anyways, so the trip from hell, I keep saying this and then I'm not mentioning what happened. So basically we're supposed to go home to Nairobi. And it's me and my parents. Because my brother and sister, they wanted to stay. And I was like, no. I want to go home to a toilet that flushes. Like, let me go. Right? So I was not having fun at all. Like, I remember I was just really sad. So my parents were like, okay, you can come with us. I did not want to stay. So they tell my uncle also used to live there. And this is like from my dad's side. I was visiting my aunt from my mom's side. And they're telling them, like, oh, can you book us a bus to go back there? Because why doesn't Easy Coach go to Mombasa? I've never understood that, but it's fine. Apparently, there's no Easy Coach in Mombasa. I was like, okay, that's weird, but it's fine. So, both my uncle and my aunt, they're like, you can use a Tahmid. Tahmid is also a bus that goes from Mombasa to Nairobi. Yes. I was confused for a second and then I remembered people make that trip from Siaya. So they said you can use a Tahmid is still fine, it's okay. So that's fine. We're waiting there. Actually, those were one of my funnest moments of Mombasa. Was like, there was a really nice guy and he was selling coconuts and he was selling mabuyu, and he was really nice and sweet. And I remember I was happy because I was going home. We had just come from the beach. My hair was really, really wet because, of course, I had been swimming the whole day. So I was really happy. Like, it was just a fun time, right? We entered this bus. First thing I asked myself is why are my parents sitting with me? Honestly, my parents make insane decisions. I was, like, 12. Like, excuse me, why would you let me sit next to a stranger, right? And I, y'all, like, women, so many people can tell you experiences about how they've been in a bus and, like, the guy next to them is just a weirdo, right? So I was like, okay. My parents decided to sit next to each other. And I was sitting next to a random man I did not know. But shout out to him. He was really sweet. He was a really nice guy. He could see that I was definitely scared. I was terrified of this person. I was terrified. So we get in, ready for the ride. It starts off smoothly. All of a sudden, we're riding like we're in Fast and Furious. And I was like, hey, excuse me, bumps are not bumps. Bumps are just the flat surface. I was confused. Like, he was flying. And I remember once, there was a time, finally we had gotten into, I don't know what he was using. He was using shortcuts, and they were just, like, not, they weren't gravel. They weren't, like, the tar roads. It was, like, you know, like, Zaushago. Like, it was, like, very rural roads, yeah? And he was using them, and he was using these shortcuts. And I'm scared for my life. And he's just speeding. And then finally, you were getting back on the normal roads, like, everyone's starting to fall asleep. Bro, this guy just decides to go into a pothole. Like, a hole, like, it was like you are sitting, okay, if you're sitting by the window, you are looking at the ground. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was, I'm sitting here. If I look to my side, I am staring at the ground. That's how bad it was. It was like we were so ready to flip. I remember everyone woke up in the bus and screamed. Like, it was just like a unified scream of fear. Like, I've never... Oh, my God. Yo, yo, yo. That bus driver, Lord have mercy on you. Because I have never been so scared in my life. And it was one of those situations where you're passing through... You're just seeing very many... bus accidents, because this do happen. These are Kenyan roads. Like, we know the amount of people who die on these roads every year. Like, it's not even something that's funny. We're passing by, we're just seeing overturned cars, like people who are stranded. And I swear to God, I really, every time something happens to me where I'm almost like in the clutches of death, I feel like God is really looking out for me. Because I should have, like, bro, I look at this and I was like, I should have died. Like, I am alive right now, like, because God so mercy on me. Like, he really said, no, I'm going to save you. You're my girl. You are my girl. I will save you. So those are very many times in which I've almost just seen death coming, you know. And I just don't know, that ride was from hell. But we got safely. We got home safely. We thank God. I remember once. No, when we woke up, actually, he woke me up. He was, the guy was sitting next to me. He was really nice, as I said. And he woke me up and he tapped me on the shoulder. He was like, look outside. Bro, tell me why I'm seeing an overturned bus. I was just like, yo, could have been us. Because he was driving so recklessly. Nah, and I'm not, the amount of times, like, going to Shago is honestly, especially if you live past, if you know what Salga is, you know what Salga is. Like, Salga is one of those death spots, like, right in Kenya, and it's really bad. And the amount of times, like, every time we read right there, I'm literally praying, because it's such a, like, so many corners and stuff like that. I'm always praying, and it's a miracle that nothing's ever happened, you know. So that's fun. I don't know. Yeah, also I've noticed people's podcasts be like 7 minutes. Like, what are you talking about? And I was thinking of doing YouTube videos, but I'm scared. I'm really scared. People might not like them, and I might not like them, because, like, I have a standard for, like, how I want to do things. And if it doesn't turn out like that, I will die. Yeah, just truly. And those are my top three close to death moments. You're welcome. If you're feeling, you know, if, I don't know, if you'd like to make a movie out of those were my top three. Now that I'm, like, you know, top three. I'm not talking about, yeah, that's it. I don't want to talk too much, anything else. I have another topic that I would like to touch on. And it's a bit more serious, because I'm always, like, a very lighthearted person on this podcast. I don't think, I've only talked about serious issues, like, once. And that was the first episode, when I was doing, like, the whole feminism thing. Because I wanted this to be, like, a political podcast. Bruv. Anyways, so I was watching Lip Gloss, and she is really, really smart, and she thinks the same way I do. Like, most of her points, I feel like, until now, like, 90% of what she says, I have agreed with. There's nothing else. Like, I feel like we're on the same path, right? And she was talking about how guys don't respect women, like, at all. Like, they don't listen to our opinions. Like, when we say something, they just don't care. And I think I was like, that's so true. That's so true. And that's one of my biggest issues about being a woman, especially, like, when you're catcalled and stuff. I hate that. I hate being catcalled. It's so weird, because you get accustomed to it. Why am I, like, fine with a guy catcalling me now? Now I just don't care. Like, I'll pass by. Some guy really, like, grabbed my hand in the middle of, like, wrong guy. And I was like, and he was showing me off like a object. I'll never forget this day, because, yo, my heart was beating. Like, why would you grab me? He, like, grabbed my hand, and he was like saying, oh, he was telling his friend how, nah, I can't even speak about it, but let's just say it's not words that I like to hear as a human being, as a person who has a personality, and I have things to say, and I want, like, people to hear them. I hate only being seen as a woman. Like, that's really, I mean, I love being a woman, don't get me wrong, I'm a feminist, but it really hurts, because I feel like if I could be a guy, like, I would be taken more seriously. Like, yesterday, I was on a Twitter space, and I was talking, it was about the Kenyan elections, and it was a really, like, good, like political space, right? So they brought in this white guy, and he was speaking on the of democracy in Africa, and he really knew what he was doing. He was talking about it, was an expert, and I wanted to speak, and I requested, and he just the person who was hosting the space just kept inviting men on, and the guy who was white, and he said, he was like, I would like to appeal for to hear female voices. And I was so fun. It was so fun because I got to speak and I got to say my piece about how I feel about Kenyan politics and how we're going on. And I'm scared. That's one of my biggest, I don't know. That's what I'm scared about the most, is that I want a career that goes on into the leadership arena, especially when it comes to politics, international and national. So I'm absolutely terrified that I'm going to be seen as a woman. And that's what's happening to Martha Karua right now, is that she's just a woman. Like, she's a woman. She's the female, what is it called? Running mate. She's not Martha Karua. Like, you don't get to be removed from yourself. You know, there's so many different terms that are used for men. Because, bruh, I don't want to get vulgar. Let me just chill. But yes, that's something I want to talk about. Because I saw Lip Gloss's video, and she was talking about how mostly black men aren't willing to work on themselves. And I'm thinking, that's true. Because that was such a huge example of how, like, African men, when it comes to talking about women's issues and female issues, they will not listen to women. And I'm like, bruh, what? Be for real. Like, be serious. Be serious. That's why, I don't know. And why men are more eager. I feel like they're more into that space of, like, being aware and open and mindful. And I do not know where that comes from. Probably African tradition, to be honest, and how women are raised, you know. I think if you ask any girl in Kenya if she was raised differently from her brother, she will say yes. And Lip Gloss was talking about, like, how men are raised to be number one and women are raised to be number two. And it's like, so true. Except my parents. My parents were like, bro, if you don't become an engineer, leave. You know, my parents are very, I feel like I'm the guy. Do you know what I mean? It's not like my brother's not doing anything. He is. And they're very, like, very supportive of him. But I feel like I was still the same as my brother in most aspects. There are some aspects where I'm just like, you guys need help. And that's fine. That's okay. And yeah, so men are mean. Men are very mean for no reason. One of those reasons is because men are not valued because of their looks, which women are. That's the patriarchy speaking right there. No one wants to say it, but it's there. It's the patriarchy. And one thing I love about Lip Gloss is because she's telling women, like, be ugly. Like, who cares? Be ugly, like, because that's the only way you get treated as a woman, honestly, is if everyone just agrees that being ugly is not that big of an issue. But it is, because, you guys are doing a lot for male validation, and it's fine, I get it. It's like, it's a drug that women are conditioned to want. We've literally been told since we were younger, if you're not attractive, you're worthless. And I'm like, yo, it's hard out here. And it's crazy to say this and mention this, because she would mention it and there would be so many men who are like, no, that's not how it is. Because men do not listen to women, they only listen to other men. The sheep mentality is real. It's real. And y'all need to wake up. You need to wake up. So, and I'm not gonna act as if women do not have sheep mentality. We do, but it's more on us. Like, we judge ourselves more than men do. I think men accept each other way more than other women accept other women. And that's my piece. I feel like men are really mean. Like, Twitter has really shown me a new side to the world. I wasn't really active on it until, like, this year is when I was, like, really starting to, like, tweet and, like stuff. And men say some crazy things. Like, some of the meanest things I ever heard have come from men. No, I feel like whenever people say that women are so mean to each other, they talk about each other behind each other's backs, I'm like, you guys have not heard what men are saying. Especially if they deem you unconventionally and unattractive. It's absolutely horror. It's a horror out here. Like, this man act like you do not exist. Like, And then I was watching a documentary about, like, the a documentary. I was watching a video essay about being the DAF, which is the designated ugly fat friend. And, bruh, I've seen this happening so many times. Let me think. Honestly, I do not feel like I've been... You know what? No, I just distance away from men, to be honest. So every time I act like that, but there've also been times where men would hit on me and then just treat my friends really badly. And I'm like, yo, calm down, chill. It's not like that. Like, don't be a brat, you know? Like, just be nice. I feel like women are way nicer than guys. I would, you know how people say, like, oh, women are fake in your face and they're bad behind your back? I would rather that. I'm sorry. I would rather they say compliments about me to my face and then not mean them than you just call me, like, ugly. Like, what? And that's my patriarchal thinking talking, because why does it matter if I'm ugly or not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not supposed to think that that makes my worth less. Like, I'm supposed to be, that's fine. You don't find me attractive, that's okay, you know? But then that's literally a woman's worst nightmare, to be called ugly. Like, women actively work every single day to be seen as attractive. It's not even funny. Like, you guys think it's a joke. Like, this is a pandemic. You ever hang out with girls? Yo, I'm always like, can we just chill? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, the amount of times you hang out with women and they'll all look in the mirror and look at their stomachs and be like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. Like, you're just tired as a person. It's a very tiring process. Like, it's not that serious, not that deep, but it is deep. It's very deep for a lot of women. It's such a scary experience and a scary reality. And men just know. Men know that. They take advantage of it. Also, I just want to say, like, men have leeway to not be attractive, and it's funny. I just don't understand that. I have made it my personal mission to judge men the same way women are judged. I would be a guy. Like, I would look at a guy and I would think the same things. I would think about if you're attractive, what you bring to the table. Like, that's gonna be me in all of my circumstances. I don't care. Why would you be rude to that girl? I'm gonna be rude to you. I am avenging the women. I'm just calling women, just be like a guy. You ever see a guy, he's funny, he has personality, but he's not good looking, or, you know, he's not what society, because I don't think there's anyone who's ugly, I'm just saying, he's not what society deems as good looking. I'm telling you, leave him. You know what they, you, bruh, I'm saying, pay back the patriarchy, make the patriarchy work for you. They treat us, I have conversations with guys, and they'll be like, I didn't really like her. Like, she was really annoying, but she looked really good. And I was like, are you mad? Have you lost your senses? She looked really good. That's not a good explanation. I feel like some people are not even in love out here. Like, people are not in the real relationships. You just date each other to look good. And that's insane. That's insane. That's what happened with the baby and this Miss Girl, Miss Lightskin, Miss Redbone, what's her name? Forgot Danny Lee. She thought looking good would be enough. I'm telling you, people, men, fear them. They're mean. They're not even nice. They're not even sweet. They're not. They're just funny and tall. Like, think about it seriously. And that's what I'm saying. Like, look for deeper connections, you know? Judge them as much as they judge us. Like, yo, I'm actually gonna say this. Like, Yubo is this app. And that app really, like, opened my eyes to so many things. Like, you would go on a live, right? You honestly, I would be there because I've made friends from Yubo, and they're really sweet and really nice. And we wouldn't really, like, talk about looks and everything. It would be, like, all about, like, talking and having fun, because it went really viral during COVID because there was nothing to do. So you would make new friends off the internet. They were really nice and really sweet. I've made friends like that. But sometimes you walk on a live. Bruh, I can't tell you, I've been humbled sincerely. I got banned off a live. This is really bad. I'm just exposing myself. I got banned off a live because I was clapped. Bruv, this guy says in a British accent, you're clapped, bruv, clapped, and bans me. I was like, yo, I'm just coming to say hi, see how it goes. Back then, it used to be all about debates. I used to be on the debates like crazy with the British guys. But yeah, like it really showed me, because you'd go on a live and it would be some of the, I don't want to say like, I don't want to call them ugly, because I truly don't believe that there's anyone ugly, but they're not like, they're not Brad, not even Brad Pitt is not, they're not Daniel Kaluuya, they're not Michael B. Jordan, you're not, you're just not. And you're saying all these things about women, and you know what's so funny? The funniest thing about it, and the saddest thing, is that the women and the girls would let them do it. They would let them, like, you know, they would do, like, games where you rate each other and stuff. And I'm like, yo, are you mad? What's going on? Like, and they would do these things. And girls, because we have been conditioned to, like, think this is our worth. Like, our worth is our looks. Yo, internalized misogyny. I'm telling you, it's like, the girls would really be playing into it. Like, they want that male validation for real, for real. It's crazy. It's crazy out here. Stay safe. Stay safe. Don't. These girls are playing. That's what I'm saying. Go out there. Be ugly. Judge men. Oh my God. I'm so. Now I'm scared someone's going to message me and be like, this is what you're saying about men. Blah, 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 blah. Imagine. I can't even speak for guys. I'm just speaking for women. And our experience as people has not been the best. I still do think that women get the shorter end of the stick, especially with, like, the Andrew Tate and the Andrew Key. No, I'm not mentioning his name. I can't mention that name. No, he'll come for me. And, like, Sneeko and stuff like that, things that are going up. I'm just like, bro, the red pill community is working hard. I just want to say that it's very un-African. So be for real. Be for real. Don't treat women like trash. Like, we're not all about our looks. It's weird. You're weird. Stop looking to date younger girls, because you're just manipulating them and you're being predatory, and that's weird as well. Learn how to go to school, like, get educated. Don't think like, I feel like I hate the whole I hate modern women thing. I'm so confused, like, what? Be for real. Quite serious. Like, you know, I was having this conversation with my friends, and they're like, you know, guys would be like, oh, I want a girl from the village because she would cook this and this and this. You know, like, men used to be men. You know, women used to be traditional. They used to stay home and cook and do that. Bro, are you hunting lions right now? Be serious. Like, of course I would stay home and take care of the kids if my husband is a warrior in the Wanga kingdom. Like, be for real. Like, if someone, men used to go out there hunting, like, that was African traditional. They would go hunt and they would go find food and they would go conquer kingdoms and stuff like that. But we're now, we've moved on to the modern era, and I'm really like, I'm so confused. What do you mean? Like, let's be equal partners. You do not own us. Yeah, and be nicer. Girls are way nicer than guys. That's my whole sentiment. I don't care what people say, because literally all my life, no, girls are way nicer than guys, and it's true. It's just the truth. I do not know guys that are so, no, only my friends. I have two guy friends that are really, really nice. If you're my friend and you're a guy, just know I don't think you're the nicest, because I only know two people and I can say their names. And if you think it's not you, it's probably not you. Yeah, let us come to the end. Who knows when I'll be back again. I'm just speaking facts. I'm speaking the tea. I'm right. I'm always right. I've never been wrong. And I hope I don't get attacked, because you guys are scary again. I said men are scary, men are mean. They are not nice. Yeah, I might come back with another podcast. And if you're reading, if you're watching, no, if you're listening, yeah, go listen to Control again by SZA, because it's really good. You can text me and tell me what you thought. Yes. And thank you all for, like, following my Twitter, because that's really fun. I don't know. It's weird now, though. It's not a lot of followers, but I was so scared because it happened in one day. I was like, yo, what's going on? Yes, that's me. Yeah. And also, I've been told I don't have a Kenyan accent, and I think that's a lie, because I feel like when I speak passionately, I do have a Kenyan accent. But then if I speak, like, in a business, you know what? It's fine. I'm not even pressed about it. Have a great day. Decolonize your mind, that's for sure. And treat women with respect. Yeah, and try not to die. Goodbye.